said to someone upstairs before I came down here that I could hardly wait to see what I was going to do this morning. There's more truth to that than you know. But after being down here just a few minutes, someone whom I will not name came up to me and handed me something. And I think this is the perfect place to start. But certainly it's small, so you will forgive me if I flip over to my reading, but I can see this moment. But you need to hear this little story. I was walking across the bridge one day, and I saw a man standing on the edge about to jump off. So I ran over to him, and I said, "Stop. Don't do it." "Why shouldn't I?" he said. And I said, "Well, there's so much to live for." And he said, "Like what?" And I replied, "Well, are you a Christian or an atheist?" And he said, "I'm a Christian." And I said, "Me too." "Are you Catholic or Protestant?" And he said, "Protestant." And I said, "Me too." And I said, "Are you Episcopalian or Baptist?" And he said, "Baptist." And I said, "Wow, me too. Are you premillennial Baptist or postmillennial Baptist?" And I said, "Wow, me too. Are you post-trib premillennial Baptist or pre-trib premillennial Baptist?" And he said, "Post-trib premillennial Baptist." And I said, "Me too. Are you pre-trib, pre-rapture premillennial Baptist or post-rapture premillennial Baptist?" And he said, "Pre-trib post-rapture premillennial Baptist." And I said, "Die heretic scum." If you've been to church this morning already, that has been an especially interesting. If you have not been to church, but will go later, it will get interesting later. Grace and peace to you from you. And he doesn't say God. He doesn't say grace and peace to you from me. What does he say? From him who is, who was, and who is to come. That's God. From the seven spirits who are before his throne. Who's that? Well, you're bothered by this. Seven little prophets. Have you ever heard someone say, "My spirit greets your spirit"? And sometimes what they mean is the spirit of God that lives in me greets the spirit of God that lives in you. But it's the same spirit. When they say seven spirits, that's the sign of the Holy Spirit. Now why do they say it that way? I'm not prepared to answer. But that's the Holy Spirit. Who have we seen so far? From God, from the Holy Spirit. Now let's look to the third one. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the highest of earthly kings. This is coming to you from what some commentators call the Godhead. It comes from the Trinity. It comes from God in all forms that we recognize and experience of. And what we see there are the first of the titles that are given to Jesus in this section. Let's look at them for just a minute. What I want to do is I just want to make a list. I love lists. I make lots of lists of things I'm supposed to do it, and I set aside and I'll do it. But I love lists. Verse 5, and for Jesus Christ, what's the first title? Faithful witness.
sacrifice. Firstborn from the dead.
Saying, write down in the book all that you see. attended the seven churches and there's names of the seven churches. And I turned around to see who was speaking to me. When I turned around, I saw seven golden lampstands, and in the middle of them, one light and a whole bunch of restrictions start. First restriction is one light for son of man. What are the rest of the scriptures? Mine says, dressed in a long robe. Did any of your friends like to say what color the robe was?
No.
No, that's the color of that was gold. What else? I'm saying head and hair. You're saying head and hair. Head and hair.
And glowing red eyes.
White as wool, white as snow. And both terms are in my translation. Are they yours? That's supposed to be fire. A blazing fire. Mine says, I think, blazing flame. What's that? Yours says glowing. Mine says burning. Glowing. Burning. Strong. Yeah. What was that? Great point. This says like
rushing water.
Rushing water. Mine says what? The sound of the ocean. Like the sound of the ocean.
I will be. What did he say?
I am.
I am. Why is that important? When Moses said to God, you tell me to go down and free the people that I've been separated from all this time, I walk down there, they're going to say, who sent you? And I don't even know you know. What did God say?
I am.
God for him all time. Present. Yeah. Mind alive. Mind doesn't just say forever. It says forever.
And ever.
And ever. Let me say one more thing. I follow the keys. Keys to what? Keys to death. Keys to hate. Now, that's what you have. But now, sitting there right now, all you see is the present happening, what shall come. This shall proceed. This was the Son of Man standing where? Back. Where did he stand? I turned around to see who was speaking to me, and when I turned around, I saw what?
Seven golden lamps.
And in the middle,
one appeared to be the Son of Man dressed in a long robe of silk.
And in the end of chapter 1, it tells you to see. What are the last things? Those are the churches. Those are the churches. And what are the seven stars? Now, it's interesting that one of these six messengers says angels, secret of seven on the last hand, the secret of the churches, the secret of seven stars, of the angel of the churches. Somebody said messenger. Okay. Now, let me give you a couple of real quick orientation moments. You ready? Orientation moment number one. There is a difference between translation and transliteration. Most of you know something about language. What's the difference between translation and transliteration?
Giving
translation. There's a word that passed the spirit of time on this point. Word is correct. You might know the Greek word that goes with this. I won't use Greek letters, I'll use English letters. Charity. What do we get? Charity. We get charisma, we get charity, we get charismatic. What does charisma mean? It talks about personality, attractive, winsome, connecting personality. Right? Why didn't we just call it charity? Why don't we call it grace? Because that's a translation. This is a good word we already know. This connects to it. At least that's the way it works. Okay? There's another word. Our word is Bathsheba. What's the name?
Bathsheba.
Do you know the symptoms? What do you know? It's almost funny. What's the translation of that word? Immersed. What was the problem with translating that word? The church didn't immerse anymore. There was a big man who had a lot of things sitting inside the church in Rome. And an uncle of mine who went to Rome told the story of seeing this thing and asking the guy, what's that? Oh, we don't talk about that. Now, you might have got somebody to talk about, well, that's where we used to do immersion, but we didn't anymore. and it dated back to about 500. Why didn't we translate this word? Why did the people who were doing the early part of this transliterate? I believe that didn't always what happens. That didn't always what happens. In this particular case, we can sort of see the reading the fine writing. The transliteration says you take the word, you put the letters in the English language, you use the letters exactly that way. And there are a lot of words that come that way. That speaks of mentality comes to mind. Translation means that there is a word in one language different from the medium the same thing as the word in the other language. The word angelos in the Greek means messenger, and the word that sometimes is used for the leader of the church in other documents and other things from that time. Therefore, the word means the pastor or the leader, as well as the angel, because the same word was used for both. So which one did John mean? We don't know. If you would like to say that there is an angel for the church, that you have to argue an angel, that may well be. There's scripture verses that seem to inspire, suggest that, in not in clarity, but in enough to where there's a reason that we might believe that. But there are many people who think what he's talking about is the pastor. And for this morning, what I'd like to do is I'd like to take that in, not that it's religious or set aside the other, but just to let you know the picture is, this is the first of those things I promised you 5 weeks ago. Eventually, I'm going to get around to showing you seven things in this book, which I think is the most important message that this book had for the people who first read it. Where were these people caught up? They were caught up in the worst persecution you can imagine and then some. And what was their question? Where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? What's the first answer this book gives? He's in the middle of the church. And who probably got persecuted the worst? The leadership of the pastor. That's where they start. Watch what happens in China today. Watch what happens in other parts of the world today. You want to take out the church, take out the leadership. You go back to Cambodia, you go back to other places where horrible people have done horrible things. The first thing you do is you take away the leadership. And where is he? He's in the middle of the church. He's in the pastor. Now, I think it makes more sense to say that than to say you have angels. That's the reason I say it. Not that I'm sure it's right. So just make a little bit more sense. Okay. How many of the titles are variations on a thing? How many can you find that, well, this is one, two, three different ways of saying something? Can you find any of those? There's two that are really. Any others? This one here. And this one here. I was dead and look, I'm alive forever. I'm the first one to be. This one down here speaks of Jesus himself. This one gives me what? And gives you what? It gives us hope that we will someday join. And this one and this one I think are variations on the same as well. Okay. Now, you have two assignments coming into the group. It's time to talk quick. Number one was to try to look at the descriptive terms and decide what the descriptive terms are trying to tell you about Jesus. That's why I separated this into two lists. The titles are telling you pretty clearly. These are telling you something about Jesus. That's something about Jesus. The second half of your assignment was what? Look at how the letters were structured. Okay, so look at how the letters are structured. I may skip over that one. I don't know. We'll see how time goes. We're going to work on the first one first. What do these things tell you about you? I'm going to skip the first one because that's a title that connects this to Ezekiel and connects it to Daniel and connects it to Matthew when Jesus was talking about himself. It tells you who Jesus is. It tells you about Jesus and his humanity and his divinity both to survive. So let's work our way through. Who wants to go first and you don't have to go in order?
I'm guessing.
That
could be the
smell
of God, pure. He wasn't.
So it could be purity, and it could be that this talks about lamb again.
Dressed in water.
Let's stay with that until we can. What the obvious is, take Washington as you will.
term I remember is kid master. It's a term that's, I think, confined to maybe the last 40 or 50 years, although kindergarten's been going on for a long time. People who are hired specifically to put a business spin on a story so that you will make conclusions. I saw some of that this week. There was a good spin artist at work.
There's some people that really have the great unique ability to take complex issues and break them down into simple terms so that ordinary people can really grasp what the situation is. That's a tremendous gift, particularly for creatures.
What's the term we use for that?
I don't have a term.
Okay, so let me try one. Convey and reveal. Both the ability to convey truth and to reveal truth. Yeah, that's in there, and I haven't said that yet. But in addition to this, judgment with or without the E after the G is being implied as well. I thank you for reminding me of that. I think so. What else? Take another one. Yours says fash. Mine says yell.
And it symbolizes strength and authority.
It implies ruler and connects, I think, therefore, to the phrase that we have here, if you will. Most commentators look at these two together and they say this is the look of a king slash priest, one who has both the priestly functions that you think of when you think of Old Testament priesthood and the functions of kings, like David, the binding one. But that's what this picture is saying. I don't know that it necessarily would do that for me without their help, but that's what they're saying. And they're saying that in some translations it will say the devil goes around the place. It talks about coming across here, which is where the breastplate and other parts of the thing in Exodus that you were talking about. That there's descriptions in there of that, and they talk about this as being something more like that. But the material is made of and all the rest is this is that. What else? But I think you can almost take this and connect it here. This talks about words, and this talks about seeing what's really there. This talks about hearing truth or seeing truth. This talks about seeing truth or reveal the truth. This is making the visual equivalent of the building. And yes, judgment would be there. I think discernment might also be there. I don't know which one to stack up higher, whether to stack up judgment higher here or here, to stack up discernment and reveal the thing, truth higher here or here. But I think those will go together. What about feet?
What I
could
think of is the statue of Daniel.
Aren't made of clay, are they? Remember that statue of Daniel? The feet made of clay and the whole statue's coming? The feet here aren't made of clay.
There's somebody in the room whose daddy told me that a long time ago. The German soldier in World War II coming in training on the Allied side, coming in training where the supply of weapons had been so depleted by the needs of the soldiers in front, they were forced to train with wooden rifles. And they were told that when they went out to the target practice, they were just supposed to take their rifles, aim them at the target, and go bang-bang. So they went out to the rifle range, and they aimed at the target, and went bang-bang, and the target fell. And this went on for a while, they took them into combat, they went into combat, they walked into combat, they still hadn't got the rifles, so they aimed the rifles at the opposing target, and they got it bang-bang, and the soldiers fell. And this was getting pretty good. One guy decided he could stand up and shoot like this and shoot like that. And it was on the way until one time he was shooting and started banging his back and this one told him it didn't fall. And he shot again, banging his back, and shouted loud and louder. And kind of air fell and just kept running. Finally came right up on him, knocked again. And he fell up there, but he had his back. But I think if you can make the connection between the serious over here and the not so serious over here, what you're talking about here is China. I will put all things under your feet, Scripture says, in Psalm. And the commentator says, this is talking about China. This is talking about the rejection of foes. What about the water?
There's a couple of things about the erosion of water and the sound of the ocean. When you go to the ocean, the sound is always there. And when you're sitting there, especially if you're by yourself, you hear the waves coming in, and at first they don't seem so prevalent, and then after a while they just come down.
It's a constant, overpowering. The day will come when his voice is heard. And thank you as much as we can say this. What about the idea of the hands down here? You've already heard the secret. What about the idea of the hands?
What's the hand doing?
Holding for the moment, for this morning, holding the hand. What's that imply? Probably. I don't know. Standing in the middle of the church and holding the leadership with him, the way I would hold the leadership, which would be the first one to be attacked in the first place. That's what I do. Yeah. It's protection, it's guarding, preserving. As well as guiding, have you seen parents holding the hands of little children? The little children want to go one way. It's connection. It's preserve. It's protect. It's guide. All those things. All those things. What's left? Third. Like the sun shining in all its strength. When have you ever heard anything like that in Scripture? Two times in Scripture that I know of that you've seen something like this. One was the Transfiguration. So Jesus' face was shining like the sun. And he was meeting with Moses and Elijah. Send back to Moses. What do you know about that? He went up on the mountain. We came back out and his face was shining so much. The people said, look, put a veil over your face. We can't stand in the blood. Mm-hmm. And that's I think so. It certainly represents power and strength. But I think more so it reflects the force of such power and strength, which is God's force. It is God's voice. Okay? couldn't have the big man pointing a stick. What I would do right now is hold this list exactly where it is and ask you to go into the letter. Go into the letter and look at the structure of the letter. The letters have the same structure all the way through. Can you stop that structure? They all start with to the church of so-and-so write this. And it follows with, here is a message from and there's a description of Jesus. It follows with, I know this is so, and that's usually praise from Jesus. And then it says, but nevertheless, and then there's some condemnation, or there's some criticism, or there's some kind of admonition from Jesus. And then the phrase, let anyone who can hear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches, and then to those who are victorious, I will, and there's a promise to you. So have those four parts. The Spirit of Jesus, praise from Jesus, admonition from Jesus, and then a closing promise. In that first part, the description of Jesus, some of this comes back. Sometimes it's the title. Sometimes it's the description. And every once in a while, something new comes. So your assignment for next week is, if you did do this already, do it now. Take this list, which I'm sure all of you have a good copy of it, because they're all done. Do what you can. And see if you can spot the connection of the letters to the scripture. I'm not suggesting that it does anything to help you understand the letters, because I'm not sure it does. I'm not going to make very much use of it. But I want you to understand that the scriptures that are back here are not left alone. They are in the letters, connecting to the scriptures to the letters.
What were the four parts again? The description?
There's the description of Jesus. There is praise usually from Jesus. There is admonition or criticism from Jesus. Jesus will have some scripture. Here's what you're going to do about it. And then finally a closing promise. And then finally a closing promise. And so I only ask you to look at the very first one of those. The description of Jesus. Here's the message of, and then it starts to describe the one who is delivering the message.
Each of these starts to the end to the angle of the church service that evening.
Yeah, right to
the leadership of the pastor.
Right. And again, writing to an angle doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Writing to the leaders makes a great deal of sense. I'm not telling you that's what it means because I don't know. I simply know that's the word that is transliterated in the head of the basic meaning messenger. And if you think about the pastor's role, that's not a bad part. I said at the first that I could hardly wait to find out what I was going to do this morning. The reason is I saw anything that I wanted to do. I timed it in slower, trying to do things simply, build it up from week to week. I appreciate your faithfulness. Let me ask you to continue that faithfulness. We'll do as much as we can each week, and we're going to move ahead. You got the first look at the answer to the question, where is Jesus? Is that how many more are there? Six more, there's a total of seven. And eventually, I'm going to take a day to finish and just walk you through that. That's probably the number something I did pretty soon. I may do the letters first, I may do the letters first, I don't know. But your assignment right now is to make the connection to the letters. See if you can see that picture I talked about and sort of outline that in terms of what was the phrase for this one, what was the admonition for that one. If you do that for yourself, you'll be very well on this one as well. Just have a word of prayer, see if you can. I probably can't do that. But more than anything, we thank you for your son, for his death for us, and for the life that he lived, and allowed us to have a free gift from your grace at work. He does not be ready, but be channels for your grace to flow through to us. So we pray that we come.